You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
We are live. This is Filippo with Life Changes, and we are going to be talking about the science of happy. Happy, happiness, joy, and all that stuff that is actually a science, according to our guest tonight, who is a happyologist. I really like that word. And I think patterns are an interesting thing. I think being happy is part of a pattern. I not only think that, I'm halfway through, if not three quarters through, our guest's book, and I'm totally enjoying it. It's making me happy. It's helping reinforce some of the things that I'm thinking about. And interestingly enough, this weekend, I got to do something that makes me happy, also makes me happy, because doing this show makes me very happy. I got to sing, and I get to do that often, actually, but I don't often get to sing at an Italian festival. I used to do a lot of them, and now I do more other kinds of shows than Italian festivals. But Italian festivals in particular make me happy because it reminds me about some of the great things about growing up Italian in America or American of Italian descent. And so I get to share some stories that are about very colorful people and a very colorful culture. And not all of them necessarily were positive stories, but I made them positive. And it's interesting that afterwards people always come up and say, oh, I liked your spin on that, or, oh, my grandmother used to do this, or my father used to do that, and it would drive me crazy. And I think back, some of the things are really special that some of the Italians did. And some of them were I think a habit that they didn't know when it was okay to release. And I'll give you a silly example. As a matter of fact, one of my fans came up and started telling me this story. And it is one that I've shared before, because, and it's not just Italians, it's almost every culture, especially from older worlds, has something like this. We were talking about some guests, in this case, an aunt, when she would leave, there would be, especially a restaurant or at a banquet hall, there would be silverware missing, because she would take the silverware and put it in her purse and walk away with it. And we were wondering where that came from. Maybe it came from when silverware was actually silver and served some and was worth something, or maybe when they just had so little, and when they were in a place where there was so much of something, they took it because they actually really needed it. But then the conversation expanded to when this particular aunt was 97 or 98 years or 99, whatever, years old, and she was still doing it. And you think, did she wonder how long she was going to live, that she really might not need that much silverware in the next year and a half or 2 years, however long she was going to live? Or was she thinking that she needed this for her nieces and nephews or grandchildren? Or what was she thinking? Or was she just going by force of habit? And so I thought that was an interesting combination, with especially today spending a lot of time going through our guest's book. And I was thinking, wow, we're not always taught to think how to be happy. On the contrary, we're taught to be miserable. And there are times when we are actually happy, or there are circumstances where we are happy, but we're like this 98-year-old aunt who's still stealing the silverware, who's still looking for things to not be happy about, because that's just an old habit. I'd like to hear what our guest Jackie Ruka has to say about that when we come back to talk about the science of happy with Jackie Ruka right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Yes, indeed. Real people, real life, real happy. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and I'm happy to be sitting here with Mark Leger, our co-host, and we've got with us Jackie Ruka, who is founder of GetHappyZone.com, a self-development portal of inspiration to gather your moxie and dream out loud. She is a best-selling author, author of Get Happy and Create a Kick-Butt Life. Jackie guides millions from the breakdowns that lead to breakthroughs, knowing the best opportunities are the ones we create consciously. Jackie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Happy to have you with us. So tell us, are we ever like this 98-year-old aunt and we steal the silverware when we really don't need it when it comes to being happy?
Yeah, I really enjoyed your story, by the way. I thought it actually reminded me of my Italian heritage as well. Of course, there's always lots of funny stories related to us Italians. However, you know, happiness is a habit, and it's a practice, as I call it. And unfortunately, I think as a maybe the generations and lineage that we come from, we do take on these habits and learn behavior and all of those types of things that that we do tend to rely on as programming us, including media. And we actually have the power and the ability as humans to get back down to our authentic self, because we are actually born with a happiness seed, believe it or not. And we have the power as individuals at least 40% of the time to create our own happiness. The rest, the 60% of it, is dependent upon our genetics and what we were born into. We don't have control over that, but we do have control 40% of the time of making happiness a choice and a habit if you choose to go in that direction. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes a lot of sense. So you'll appreciate this. My Italian mother would say to me every time she's complaining and I would try and stop her, she'd say, "Son, You know the saying, if you want to live many years, complain, because it's healthy to complain. And that's a habit that is so wrong.
I know. I don't know if that's an Italian thing or I don't know what that is, but I grew up around that as well. And I mean, it's healthy to express yourself. It's healthy to get out those feelings that are either toxic or don't feel right. And you can't bottle that stuff up. That does not make for not only a healthy individual, but it actually can form dis-ease or disease. And you don't want to feel uneasy within yourself. And sometimes our feelings can cause uneasiness. And in order to actually reach closure and maybe understanding of not just yourself, but people around you, is to express yourself. And sometimes it doesn't always feel very good. However, then you have a better understanding of not only yourself, but of someone else. It brings you closer together. And, you know, the number one question I get from people is, how do I get happy? And, you know, according to positive psychology, which is the science of happiness, it's by surrounding with positive people. That vibration of positivity actually improves your own vibration, which I know sounds a little bit woo-woo, but it actually exists. It's true. There's over a decade of science related to that. So complaining is actually not a terrible thing, but you might want to just cut it down to 5 minutes.
Nah, I like that. Let's put a time limit on complaining, because sometimes it's just the way somebody's looking at something. I remember actually mentioning on the show, I called up a friend who I hadn't spoken to in a long time, and she said, oh, Filippo, you know what just happened to me? And then she said something else that was bad and something else that was bad. And then she said this, let me see, what else bad happened?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's, you know, and we do tend to focus on, and even our own subconscious mind, and especially our ego, leans toward the negative. And it's our job as individuals, and as I was getting back down to our authentic self, to actually restructure our brains, because our brains actually can be retrained. Our brains have this plasticity about it that we can increase our endorphins so that we can feel better by smiling, by surrounding positive people, by eating healthy. But there's so many things that can create positivity and happiness. And again, there's a lot of tools that we can be incorporating, but yet as individuals, our egos have this very quick rubber band capability of going toward the negative and the worst of it, or the self-doubt, or the, you know, negative naysayer. And part of that also could be related to how you grew up. And maybe you had a very critical mom. Who knows? You know, there could be many things related to that. But as adults, as we get older, it's also our job to shed these societal impressions and these societal what it is you're supposed to be doing, and get back down to what makes you happy. What do you want? What do you desire?
Wow. You know, this is, I can't think of a better conversation to be having at this point in the growth of our civilization. It just seems like there was a time when we needed to focus on maybe building roads and building buildings and then building technology. And now we've seen that the more roads we have, or the more technology, or the more cars or jewelry or whatever, the more money, it's not necessarily making us what we really, really want, which is happiness.
That's absolutely true. I couldn't agree with you more. It seems as we are now living in a world of excess, but yet it doesn't really seem to be enough. And really, happiness is an inside job. You're not going to find it externally. You might think that new car or losing that 10 pounds is going to make you happier, and it might buy you some temporary happiness, but quite contrary to that, because we are becoming more, or have become, a society where buying more or having that immediate gratification, it equals to feeling good. And yet 83% of Americans are unhappy in their jobs, and one out of three Americans is being diagnosed with depression every single day. And people are walking around with chronic fatigue, and they don't even know it. They think that they're supposed to be feeling this way because they don't know any differently. And it's getting back down to being conscious. We've kind of forgotten that. And all this other excess stuff surrounding us is actually breaking us. And living on this crazy treadmill has turned into a society that is kind of based on false hope. And then people start losing hope, and then there's this hopelessness and this air of depression that that is taking place, which is why the pharmaceutical industry is doing so well.
Interesting.
So that's part of why I wrote the book, is because we're so focused on what's happening externally that we're actually taking that feeling on, when quite honestly, don't take on this world of constant change, because that's the only constant right now is change.
Ah, those are our words. Love it.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, when we get back, we're going to want to talk about exactly that. You mentioned the book, you've mentioned some science, you've mentioned some statistics, and we're going to try and bring it all together. And I'm going to say something happily corny and learn how to turn that frown upside down with our guest, Jackie Rucca, when we come back. And a little later, we'll also tell you how to get the book, what the book is, blah, blah, blah. And also, we'll be hearing from The Carpenter's Wife, our musical guest, later on in the show. So we'll be right back with Jackie Rucca right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life," and we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
This is Filippo. I'm here with Mark, and we're learning how to get into our happy zone. As a matter of fact, you can literally get into the happy zone by going to gethappyzone.com. There you'll learn all about what our guest Jackie Rucca is up to, and you'll get to see the book we're talking about right now, Get Happy and Create a Kick-Butt Life. And I know Mark wanted to jump in here earlier. Mark, what were you thinking?
Well, at the outset of the show, Jackie, you said that that there's a 40% control, kind of a number, and that the other 60% are outside factors. But then I thought you went into something that I think is something that I'm even more interested in and I'm more alignment with, which is that we can change that with the repetition, with building new habits, with the way that we do things and the way that we think. And I just wanted to have you kind of speak on that a little bit more. I thought that was really powerful to realize that people can make themselves happy. And it's not just, even though we may have some early programming, we can get past that. I think that's a big thing to people.
I think sometimes we have this capacity that we tend to doubt ourselves about the ability of our thoughts. Our thoughts are so powerful that people become scared of their own power.
Jackie, hold on. Let me stop you right there for a second. You might be on a speakerphone or something because it changed the sound.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah. So go back to whatever you were doing before and we can continue. Please.
Is this better?
Much. Okay. So you were saying.
Okay. So I was saying that we actually do have the power to create our own happiness. And I think what people get scared off about with their own inner fear is their own power. And people are scared of their own power. And once you start embracing the fact that you actually could probably be the happiest you ever really wanted to be if you just owned yourself and really got in alignment with who you are, what your purpose is, and embrace that, because that's your joy. And some people may not have this ability to practice their joy on a regular basis because they feel like, well, I have to go out and make a living. And unfortunately, what we do 80% of the time, especially in America, is our careers take up so much of our time that if you're unhappy in your job, it's going to eke into all the other areas of your life. It's going to affect your family life. It's going to affect your community, your social life, your spiritual practice, your financial health, your health. So just by practicing your purpose and coming into alignment with it and feeling inspired by what your God-given talents are, right there and then, you're already on your happy journey. You're already on this happiness path. And there really is no turning back or looking back because you don't need to, because you don't want to. And just by practicing your joy, you have this natural glow about you. You feel good within yourself. And unfortunately, many of us have steered away, myself included, from what our actual purpose is. Not many people out there are doing what they love. Maybe it's out of fear or out of fear that they can actually make a living, whatever it might be that could be an actual obstacle or an illusion. But you're never going to know what that is until you make those steps toward your own joy. So yes, when you practice these positive thinking and you practice your desires, what are your desires, and you think toward your desires and away from your fears, then you're already practicing your higher self. Because the greatest thing that any one of us can do is to reach our highest potential.
You know, a little later on, hopefully you'll give us, because the book has a lot of lists of not only what to do, things that we need to start filling out ourselves, like think about this and how do you feel about that. But also you give some pointers, like several lists of do this and all that. So hopefully a little later you can give us some pointers on some of the most poignant things to do. And it's interesting, though, on this point that we're talking about, a lot of people want to do what makes them happy, but there isn't money initially, or they don't know how to get to the money. So there's that. And then interestingly enough, you have a whole chapter on if money doesn't buy happiness, what does? So how do we reconcile those two thoughts right there?
that's where you end up at a crossroads. recognizing and believing in the new belief system, and that is believing in yourself. And, you know, even if you had $1 million in the bank, would you be doing what it is you really want to be doing? And then ask yourself, if you didn't have any money at all, if money was not an issue, it was a non-issue, what would you be doing? What is your worth? What is your gift? How do you want to serve others? Because the greatest way to reach wealth, and not just wealth meaning money in the bank, but self-fulfillment, is by serving others. And until you actually are serving others with your purpose and your gift, I promise you that it will lead to money in the bank, and it will also lead to much greater self-fulfillment, because you're going to be jazzed, you're going to be stoked, you're going to be wanting to do this all the time, and realize that your message, whatever that might be, somebody is seeking that, because whatever you're seeking is seeking you. But no one's not going to know what that is unless you put it out there, unless you share that. And, you know, as far as money doesn't buy you happiness, we already know that money doesn't buy you happiness. You know, that if it did, there'd be a lot more happier people out there, because there are plenty of wealthy individuals out there, and we are a wealthy nation. However, we are an unhealthy nation. So things have really been turned upside down in the economy we're living in now, and it forces all of us to get really creative and to start taking a closer look at ourselves and what it is that you do have to offer the world, because the government is not going to save our economy. The only people who are going to save the economy is us as individuals. And whether it's through entrepreneurship or small business, whatever that might be, more and more people now are creating their own practices, their own businesses, sharing their gifts more. And the golden handcuffs of yesterday with pension plans and 401ks and paid vacations is really non-existent. So we have to start taking a look at what the new paradigm has to offer and moving toward this paradigm shift, and stop resisting it and start taking responsibility for not just loving yourself and being happier with yourself. But once you start doing that, you are going to, we're going to create a whole society of that. Because one individual, actually, one happy individual, because happiness is contagious, affects 1,000 people. That's a lot of people. That's why Facebook is actually so popular, because just one individual that affects you in a positive manner affects 1,000. So that's pretty powerful stuff if you really decide to get in tune with your authentic happiness.
So one happy person affects 1,000, and one not happy person affects 1,000,000?
Well, that's up to us to not go down the crappy path and stay on the happy path. Exactly. And part of doing that is what I call gross domestic happiness, and that is focusing on what gives you pleasure and meaning. And think about that in terms of how you might actually fuel yourself as a person. And so some of us fuel ourselves, or most of us fuel ourselves, through what we eat, what you put in your body. And when you get more conscious about how you want to fuel your body, you start making not only smarter choices, but choices that are more meaningful and give you pleasure. So you might go for the dark chocolate instead of the milk chocolate, because dark chocolate has you know, more antioxidants in it. There are other choices and options and quality opportunities out there just by making tweaks and shifts in your own mindset.
Okay, we're talking about Get Happy and Create a Kick-Butt Life. That's a book by Jackie Ruka, our guest, a creative toolbox to rapidly activate the life you desire. It's available right now if you go to gethappyzone.com. We'll be talking more with Jackie when we get back. She's actually going to give us some more tools, because if you've been listening, and if you have but you haven't heard them, you might want to listen to it again. Go to Life Changes Network, hear this again, because she's already been giving a lot of clues as to how to live a more happy life. But I understand she's going to give us a couple more before the show's out when we come back. And then we're going to have the Carpenter's Wife perform for us in a little bit when we get back on Life Changes.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
This is Filippo, and this is Life Changes. And interestingly enough, I was reading something about the book that says, chances are, if you're reading this, you know you require some kind of change in your life. And that could be said exactly for our show and exactly for this specific show with our guest, Jackie Ruka. If you want to get the book, learn more about Jackie herself and also the other products that she has out there and events that she does, go to gethappyzone.com. Jackie, welcome back. And I know Mark's burning to mention something right now.
Jackie, you know, in listening to you and your perspective and having read some of the book, you know, I'm feeling a herd of elephants in the room. And every time you give a tool, there it touches on even more. And maybe you can help the listeners a bit. But, you know, in the business world, we talk a lot about aligning interests, right? It has to be the partners or the people involved, their interests, their outlook has to be aligned. Yet we've talked about the food processors, we've talked about the candy companies, we've talked about the pharmaceutical industry. And from all of those perspectives, they're not happy unless they're selling product. And yet when you talk about some of the decisions that you're suggesting that we make, those are fantastic, but I think they have to be recognized to go hand in hand with changes to the environment, which you speak of, but changes in your direct environment, less TV or commercial free TV or whatever it may be, so that you're not continuing to bombard yourself with the same influences that are unhappy unless you're supporting their product, which is not supporting the happiness that you're now trying to achieve.
Correct, and I agree with you on all levels. And it gets back down to making choices. And part of that is, for example, would you rather have a brand new flat screen TV, or would you prefer to have a nicer neighbor? So would you prefer to have a promotion, or would you prefer more vacation time? So it's just a matter of making these types of choices that really don't have anything to do, again, with external stuff or what, you know, corporate America or whatever else that might be bombarding us or have this potential to bombard us, to really shut that out and start tuning in to yourself and recognizing what feels good and what feels healthy, and not so much being taken down, you know, some kind of a river in a direction that so many of us get caught up in. And next thing you know, a year has gone by and you haven't really made any steps toward your own dream. And we get lost in all this societal stuff. But yet, you know, we do have all these things that are bombarding us, and it is a matter of tuning that out and tuning into self. And that's where the tools that I share in the toolbox of the book helps you to do that. And that's anything from, you know, forming an affirmation or affirmations that work for you, to recognizing how to stop worrying less, to how to forgive yourself, to how to enhance your life and the relationships that you choose, and how to put your stuff where it belongs, and recognize and have gratitude for what you do have. Because so many people who are not happy right now, the three pillars of happiness are gratitude, compassion, and altruism. And we know when you're serving others or helping others, or you even buying somebody a cup of coffee, science has proven that it actually improves your happiness by giving and helping another. And having compassion for another, or for, let's say, a charity that you want to participate in, actually improves your own happiness. And the gratitude of having a gratitude journal, or just doing a gratitude prayer, whatever might work for you before you go to bed at night, of focusing less on the things that didn't work in your day and what actually did work in your day, what did feel right for you, what was good about your day, and focusing and having gratitude on those things. So again, these are all mind shifts, and it's a practice. It's something that doesn't happen overnight, but it's almost like a form of meditation. Is practicing compassion and altruism and gratitude is a form of meditation. And again, the more you do it, the better you get at it. And that's what's so cool about it, because it does work. And I'm, you know, a candidate of someone who had her own rude awakening, and I did work for corporate America, and I had to walk away from a six-figure career in order to save my own life, because I had, my health was completely gone. My back was, I had the back of an 80-year-old woman and needed multiple surgeries, and started recognizing that 20 years of my life had gone by, and I may have had a lot of money in the bank, but I really didn't feel fulfilled. So that's when I knew I had all these tools that I wasn't really using, and had to really start dusting those tools off. And when you're flat on your back and you can't move and you're in constant pain, you can be very unhappy if you choose to be. And I chose the opposite direction. I know this is my second chance. I have an opportunity to not only live a happier life and follow my dream and open up a whole new chapter of my life. And even though I may have had this rude awakening or this breakdown, it led to so many other breakthroughs that I am so much a better person for it and feel so much more fulfilled. And I may not have as much money in the bank as I had, but I'm a lot happier of a person, and I feel much more free and have this authentic calling to help other people to recognize that it's okay to be happy, and it's okay to not continue to be on this treadmill anymore, because the golden handcuffs are killing you.
The golden handcuffs, interesting. Well, let's talk about some of them tools.
Okay.
The tools in the toolbox.
Yeah, so, well, several tools. I mean, I offer the 10, or I share the 10 scientific strategies for happiness. I'm not going to go into all 10 of them, but they're all proven scientific strategies that are based on science. One of them I already shared is a gratitude journal. People who actually have a gratitude journal and write in their gratitude journal are actually healthier and happier people. People who practice their own happiness are living longer and react differently to stress because they're more proactive in their thinking and less reactive, where most of us in society tend to be reactive. But when you're happy and you're focused on what your intentions are and what your desires are and not focusing on your fears, you actually are living longer and not reacting to stress the way you may have in the past. And of course, part of this is incorporating, focusing more on people that give you meaning, and those family and friends. And I'm not just talking about family and friends. We all have family and friends, but those people who know and love you the most, care about you the most, those are the people that are going to be there for you. Having appreciation for those people brings more meaning into your own life. Because you can have tons of Facebook friends and acquaintances, but they may not necessarily give you the meaning that is so powerful to who you are as an individual. The people who know you the best and the most, who love and care for you. And, you know, separate from that, I offer a few other tools. I call them life enhancement activities. And those are little mind shift type ways in which to focus on also not just giving, but how to receive. Because some of us are so good at giving, those caretakers out there or those people pleasers out there, we may be really good at giving, but we're not very good at receiving. And you can't really give and feel fulfilled unless you learn also how to receive. So I share what's called the aren't you deserving? And that's when you're sitting at a table, let's say, with three other people, and the universe or God hands you a bowl of three oranges, but there's four of you sitting at the table, but the universe is handing you the bowl of oranges. What are you going to do with them? So there's no right or wrong answer to that. However, the universe only gave that bowl to you because you are deserving of it. So all of those oranges are really for you to receive and embrace. Giving them out or handing them out right away is usually the one who's the giver. Holding on to them and being thankful and receiving is knowing you're deserving. So many of us also don't feel we deserve happiness for whatever reason, and that's a really unhealthy manner in which to walk around in this world, because really we're here to learn unconditional love, and we're here to be happy. And life is not meant for us to be feeling like we are punished or here to learn lessons that are hurtful or painful, although we experience hurt and we experience pain to learn a lesson. But in most cases, it leads to some kind of blessing in your life and onto a whole new path that you may not have ever experienced had you not experienced something hurtful or painful.
And that's what you talk about in the book, actually, at the beginning, how you got onto this. And so, actually, I'd recommend that people get the book, Get Happy and Create a Kick Butt Life by our guest, Jackie Rooka. There are tools in there that I actually use in my life coaching and that I was reminded of that I actually used just this past week with a couple of my clients that I thought, that might be a good one for me to look at again because I did it before, but time to do it again. We have 1 minute left, Jackie, together, and we had somebody write in a question. In 1 minute or less, how can one be happy when there is no money to pay the bills?
Yeah, that is a very good question, and I think a common question, and again, you're equating your happiness to the material world. And, you know, I call the world we live in, I call it Earth School. So whatever you're doing that's not working, obviously you need to make some kind of a change and be proactive. And if that means doing something different in order to pay those bills, in order to bring money in, or ask for more help, or make some changes, cut your expenses as much as you can, maybe reinvent yourself or do something that is you might have a talent for that you could actually make money at, it's an opportunity for you to grow. It doesn't feel good because it means you have to stretch yourself. And it's hard when you're already feeling stretched. But chances are that there is money out there and you've got to be open to receiving it. And not live in a scarcity.
And there it is. And you're back to the gratitude thing in a sense there as well. So, and we're back to letting people know that the book is out there, it's ready, and you're there to help them in other ways as well. And they can learn about that at your website, gethappyzone.com. Happy to have you on, Jackie.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun, and I'm so glad we got to meet via your wonderful show.
Yes, thank you, and look forward to meeting in person someday soon. Thank you so much, Jackie Rooka. We'll be right back with our musical guest, known as the Carpenter's Wife, right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
We are back and we're happy, or at least I am. Happier.
It's a happy show.
It's a happy show. We're in the happy zone right now.
But I wanted to go back to that touch point again, and I'm looking forward to looking through all the tools and getting to know what Jackie suggests and putting it more to practice. But I do believe that it really has to go hand in hand with changing or recognizing, being aware of what you're allowing in your environment. You know,
she has a whole thinking about this,
and she talks about this.
Yeah,
that's why I want
she has
people
a whole
to realize
thing of
how
getting
important.
Rid of negative
point,
people.
Yeah, detoxifying your entire
We didn't get
world
to talk about that.
Because, and I'm just as I was listening to her talk, I was recognizing, you know, habits in the past and or people in my life that do things or that want to be happy or are making decisions, but then they're still watching the same old soap operas, and which are, you know, typically about the breakups or the money or this issue, that issue, or...
Yeah.
Or listening to the same sad song on the radio over and over again. And this is what your subconscious is picking up. And so you're doing these things that are in direct conflict with the very choices that you're making. So it's got to be a total set, a complete aware set of choices.
Indeed. Thank you for that. And thank you, Jackie. We'll definitely revisit. And now our guest is with us. Our musical guest is known as the carpenter's wife, and we, of course, know her as by Kaylin. Kaylin, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. We enjoy your voice, first of all, and then your music. And so tell us, what about your music makes you happy? Hey, since we're on the subject.
I think it's always been a way to express myself and kind of escape, you know, just escape into my own little world for a little bit. And it's always brought friends and traveling and just positive things throughout life. So that's what makes me happy about it.
Yeah, that's so much what Jackie was talking about, is doing what makes us happy, and other things come from that. And, you know, I mentioned on Facebook how I thought you were, like, so raw and so, like, you're sincere. And so the music, actually, you get that sense. People will hear it in a minute, but you get that sense about you. And then I read that, well, she focuses more on the emotions and the feelings more than the polish.
Yeah, definitely. I just think that, you know, everyone has their own style, and that seems to fit me more. Even when I've tried to, you know, focus on making it sound prettier or more polished or like studio like level of profession, it just doesn't sound true to me. And so I think a big part of growing has been learning to embrace not sounding that way and just kind of riding with it.
Oh, wow. Well, let's go ahead and hear it. We're going to be hearing a song that you are playing and singing, not just singing, right? You're playing.
Correct. Right. Yes.
Okay. And this song is called "Don't Let Time Change You." Interesting. Let's hear that now. This is, The Carpenter's Wife.
Don't fall, she stretch and stand tall, provide shade for everyone, yeah. Love it all, oh, let your leaves touch the ground in the season of fall, but don't let time change you, you.
Well, there you have it. Wow. Illuminate truth, learn from mistakes, compliment everyone. I can't think of a better way to end this. If you go to lifechangesnetwork.com and look at today's show with our guest Jackie Ruka and the carpenter's wife, you'll see the bio for our musical guest. You'll see her link to SoundCloud where you can hear her music, and she'll be posting up more information. And as we get it, we'll post it up. We'll want to keep in touch with her. Beautiful stuff. Thank you, Kaylin. That's the carpenter's wife. And thank you also to Jack Ruka. I'm here with Mark Leger, and we're saying thank you all for being happy with us during this show today. And we'll connect real soon. Actually, how about next week? Until then, this is Filippo Voltaggio saying, as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.